This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama, well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome into Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of July 21st, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me over Zoom, again, you hear it every week. I'm blown away. I'm blessed. I'm honored. Joining us is Miss Katie Reynolds. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I even found my little applause button on the board.
That's all right.
Well, thank you. I told you off air, but I'll say it 10 times during the show. Thank you for, again, taking the time. I love these interviews. I love to get in and see how God works in people's lives. Mm-hmm. And what he's in the journey. He's brought everyone through. Everybody has a testimony, and it's great to hear. So who is Miss Katie Reynolds?
Well, thank you for having me. I feel the same. I love getting to talk with people, and I had a hard time sharing my testimony for a while, and until the Lord really showed me, you know, that is what we're supposed to do. That's what we're called to do. And so a little bit about me. I mean, I grew up always writing music, but I was terrified to sing in front of anybody, and so kept it to myself, and that's just how I process things with the Lord. And about 10 years ago now, this year marks 10 years since I went through a really tough time. I found myself in the middle of a divorce, and that was super unexpected, and my dad passed away in a just kind of a freak accident at the same time. And so just found myself in a time of a lot of uncertainty, and the Lord took me on a journey of healing, and just spent several years writing and processing. And it was in 2019, so several years after that, that he called me to start releasing music. And I didn't even know how to go about that, but figured it out. And he's just really blessed me in that journey. And so I just love getting to share my testimony in that way through music, and just meeting people where they are. You know, I've met a lot of people with the similar stories. And so it's important to me to be able to share it. So I appreciate the opportunity to do that today.
All right. And are you in Nashville?
I'm in Nashville. Yes. So I'm originally from Texas. Just born and raised there. And I moved out to Nashville in 2020. Shortly after the pandemic, I moved out here. That was something that God really put on my heart at the end of 2019. And I didn't know what was coming, but he still, you know, made a way for me to come out here, and it's been really good ever since. So
awesome. I'll tell you what, we'll be back with more of Miss Katie Reynolds right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. Joining me over Zoom, Miss Katie Reynolds. Katie, you opened up and told us a little bit about your life, and through that, you said a word that you wrote a song about. We're going to talk about your music later, because I did good homework on that one right there.
I did. I see it.
But I love hearing, and it's week after week, how God puts us through things. We may not understand it in that moment, but God's plan is always perfect if we just have faith in it. And mm-hmm. You know, I heard that in just the 3 minutes that you talked a little while ago, that He picks us up and moves us. You moved from Texas to Nashville. Your life was changing. You went into something that you really didn't know anything about, and look how He's blessed you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It really is wild, and it's one of those things when you're in it, when you're in the middle of it, it just, it felt like such a process to me. And I just had this thought of, I just want to be okay. You know, I just want to feel normal again, whatever that means. But I just remember thinking that, you know, after going through some tragic events, I don't know how I'm going to feel like me again. And it's so cool looking back now through all of the things that he brought me through, and he had it crafted, you know, this whole time of the steps that I would need to take and a lot of faith steps that needed to happen to get me to where I am now. And it's just, he's very kind in that way, that he knows what we need and he knows how to walk us through that.
And there are a lot of people that may be new to Christianity or don't even know who Jesus is. And they see Christians and they want to know, Why do we go through bad? Why does God allow bad things to happen to us? Mm-hmm. But then he has to. And like I explained to people, well, look what happened to Jesus. I mean, we nailed him to a cross. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's not going to be perfect,
mm-hmm.
but we have to have that faith in his plan for our life.
Totally. And I think that helped me also to stay out of the victim mentality. You know, I really just felt like bad things just happen to everybody, you know, and it doesn't mean that God doesn't see me or doesn't love me. And there were definitely times where I asked for something from him, you know, like, I need to know that you're with me right now. And he did every time. And so the hard things don't mean that God is not around. It's in those moments that there's proof that he's with us through it. And that's how I got through it.
Yes, ma'am. You know, a lot of times we want the burning bush. We want the right. waters to part. You know, we want to be able to see him where we can walk on water to him. But you have to find that peace, that quiet time. You have to get away mm-hmm. from all the noise and really tune in. And he shows us. He has unique yeah. ways of touching each one of us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I've seen it so many times and just things that you can't really explain. And that's what makes it hard to share with someone who doesn't believe, because it's very hard to explain something that you just can't. And the thing with my relationship with the Lord is it's so relational. And so there's not a lot of facts, and sometimes worldly logic, you know, doesn't really make it make sense. And so it's something that you can experience, everybody can experience with the Holy Spirit. And I just pray that everybody does, you know.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, we will be back with more Miss Katie Reynolds right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Miss Katie Reynolds joining us over Zoom. And I wish we could record everything off air, because some of the best conversations come off air. But I'm telling yeah. you, I'm blessed again with a child of God with me today. You have such a sweet spirit, Miss Katie. Now that I see you, man, God is just, he's got his hand on you.
Mm.
I listened to your music. I listened to a couple of songs. I didn't realize you had as many as you did. You've put out a lot of music, but I listened to two, and that was Healing. And you kind of talked about that in the first part of the interview. And I know where that song originated from, and Just Want to Know Me.
Mm-hmm.
But what's unique about your music, after all the music that I listened to, Christian music, you deliver it a different way.
Mm.
It's not storytelling. It's like God has placed this and I'm singing, but I'm not singing. I'm just telling you,
mm-hmm.
which was cool. I mean, that's what struck me about your music, that, I mean, you have a beautiful voice, but it was I don't know. Like I said, it's not, I'm not telling a story. It's like God says, here, and Katie, there it is.
That's so true. I love that's how you hear it, because there's even songs, I mean, even with healing, and then I just released one called Keep Going, and both of those songs, I really feel like I was holding the pen, you know, like I wrote it, and but this was just my conversation with the Lord, and that's kind of where it came from, you know. And I tend to write about what I know and what I'm going through, and just what the Lord's showing me. So I love that's how it comes across to you. I appreciate that.
Now, do you have a quiet place? Do you have, like a lot of artists, I know they use their, they record it on phones, they record like choruses and work around it. Or how do you jot it down on the refrigerator, sticky note on the refrigerator? How do you, when God speaks to you, where does it go?
It depends on where I'm at. A lot of times while I'm driving, ideas come that way. And so I voice record very safely, very safely. I will get the voice memo app out, and that's how I record some ideas. And a lot of times it's melody and lyric. It kind of depends. And then sometimes I'll just think of a title or some words and write that down in my notes app. So between my notes app and my voice memo app, there's a lot that's being stored in there. So,
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll come back with Miss Katie Reynolds right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Joining me over Zoom, Miss Katie Reynolds. Katie, I mentioned in the last segment, you have a lot of music. You've been able to put in a short time a lot of music. What's your favorite song?
Oh, that's so hard.
Well, what is your favorite song to, one, what's your favorite song, and what's your favorite song to perform?
That's a great question. I would say, when I think about my favorite song, this kind of surprises me. The first thought that comes to my head is the very first one that I released. It's called Seek First the Kingdom. Mm. And it's funny because I listen to that now and hear how much I've grown. And so I'd really like to even release another version of it. But I just love the message. That was another one that the Lord really spoke to me about. And I feel like it's been able to help people a lot. And so that's maybe my favorite one, just because I hold it really close. And favorite one to perform would be Keep Going, the most recent one that I released. It's got a good choir part to it, and so I enjoy at a show getting people involved to sing along, and that's a good time. So.
Yes, ma'am. Well, okay, yeah. I think when we come back, you're going to intro a song. What song are we going to play this morning?
It's going to be Keep Going. It's going to be my choir song.
All right, when we come back, it'll be Miss Katie Reynolds and Keep Going right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
Hey, this is Katie Reynolds, and you are listening to my latest single, Keep Going. I hope it encourages you and hope you enjoy it.
I've been walking around with my head facing down for a while now. You can say it's a rut, you can say that I just gotta work it out. Feels like I'm drowning down in disappointment, like I'm surrounded by my worst opponent. But I hear a voice say, breathe. I'll start to feel that peace. And all that was heavy building up on your shoulders, weigh down what was given for you. Believe.
Katie Reynolds on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and this interview is flown by because I have been, man, it's just, I've been at peace with you, Miss Katie. Miss Katie Reynolds, you just, God, another thing, I told you about the sweet spirit you have, but you just have this spirit of peace about you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And this interview has just been, it's been really neat.
I feel the same. It's been a great conversation. It's just, it's great to hear from you also. And yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
Well, before we finish up, can I say a prayer?
I'd love that. Yes.
Heavenly Father, I come to you again, Lord. I'm honored to be able to sit here and watch what you do, Lord. Continue to bless this show. For another week, Lord, you bring a child, Lord, a humble servant, Katie. God, I ask you to continue to guide her. Lord, I ask for you to protect her. Lord, I ask for your Holy Spirit to flow through her. God, as we spoke a minute ago, I know we have to knock on doors, Lord. We have to trust you. But Lord, guide Katie to the right doors. Let the right people come into her life, Lord. Be with her for all the steps of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. So what's up? Where do you play? I saw a, I guess you sang with somebody. You were on a little stage and you were singing. Now, do you you sing at church? Do you sing in coffee shops? Do you, or is it just anywhere?
A little bit of everything, honestly. I'm right now in the middle of a tour with some of my closest friends, a couple other independent Christian artists, and we are just going wherever the Lord is providing. And so up next, we are headed to Louisiana, and then we're going to Texas, where I'm from, and doing a little hometown tour. We've got several shows in Texas, so I'm excited about that. But a lot of churches, a lot of event centers, and yeah, just anywhere.
We may have to get you down to Sylacauga, Alabama. It's not that far from Nashville.
I would love it. I am totally down. Yes.
All right. And you'll have to get your friends involved and get them on the show.
Oh, because they would do it for sure.
We talked about something that's going to be happening in a few weeks, and I need that library has to be built up. I need as many independent Christian artists that want to get their music out. I need their music.
Well, I will hook you up for sure.
And I'll have to hook up with Katie Reynolds because, like I said, you have a library. I already have a library to pick from. You've been busy. That pen has been really busy.
It has been busy, yes. I feel like it's the same kind of thing where you look back and I'm like, wow, I do have a good amount of songs out. That's awesome.
Well, tell us how people can not follow you, but follow the one that you follow.
Man, open up that word and that is where you will find him. I myself can always do better at that, and I just find that that is the main way that I start my day off in the best way that I can, you know, with that peace. And so just a prayer, and it can be kind of intimidating of starting to read the Bible. Where do I start and everything? But just reading that truth, no matter where you start, is a huge way to impact your life. And so that's the main thing I could encourage people to do.
How can they connect with you?
With me, Instagram is a big way. I'm also on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, all of those places. And then my music is out on all streaming platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music. It's just Katie with a Y, Reynolds like Reynolds rep. That's me.
A bona fide superstar.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you are, because you are you're doing what God's called you to do, and you're shining for Him. And and that's what makes you the superstar you are. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep trusting the Lord and get out there and just have fun doing it.
Yes, that's key. Yes.
Because it's easy to get into any kind of place singing the worldly music. And you said it's hard as a Christian artist to find places to go, but God will, he'll open those doors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep.
Well, Ms. Katie, thank you. Thank you again. You've been a blessing to talk to, a blessing, I know, for our listeners. And you don't be a stranger to the show.
I sure won't. I appreciate you having me here. It's been a blessing to me as well. And I look forward to seeing y'all soon. I'm going to have to come down there.
You will. Maybe you can come down and play live in studio.
Hey, that would be amazing. I would totally do it.
A couple of weeks ago, I had a guest come in.
Okay.
Drove from Louisiana, going to Tennessee, and wanted to come by. And he didn't want to zoom in. He wanted to play in studio.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool.
I love that. Yeah, we can make it happen.
And I say it every week. People know that, listen, we have an event room in the back, and it would be really neat to put a little stage up back there. It's really cool looking. Yes, it is a perfect place to have a mini concert back there.
Oh, that sounds awesome. See, you've already got the setup.
I do. It's ready to go.
I love it.
Well, have an awesome day, and just may the Lord continue to bless you.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you.
That's Miss Katie Reynolds on Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.